Thank you, Mr. President. Let me begin by thanking you for the opportunity to discuss item 2 of our agenda on the prevention of nuclear war and all related matters. There are many important matters to discuss under this agenda item, including the question of strategic risk reduction. But the priority should remain the early commencement and conclusion of negotiations on a fissile material cutoff treaty. There is no conceivable path to a world without nuclear weapons that does not include a non-discriminatory, multilateral, and internationally and effectively verifiable treaty banning the production of fissile material for use in nuclear weapons or other explosive devices. It is clear from the mandate contained in document CD/1299 that all outstanding issues, including the question of the scope of the treaty, can be addressed during the course of negotiations. We deplore the ongoing insistence on deciding key questions such as this as a condition for beginning negotiations, which is preventing us from making progress and from fulfilling our mandate. While this situation persists, it is incumbent on all of us to live up to the call by the General Assembly in its Resolution 48/75L, which I remind the conference was adopted without a vote, quote, to demonstrate their commitment to the objectives of a non-discriminatory, multilateral, and internationally and effectively verifiable treaty banning the production of fissile material for nuclear weapons or other nuclear explosive devices, end quote. Since 1995, the UK has had a voluntary moratorium on the production of fissile material for use in nuclear weapons or other nuclear explosive devices. We call on all states who have not yet done so to make a similar commitment. The UK played an active role in the UN Group of Government Experts in 2014-2015, in the High-Level Fissile Material Cut-off Treaty Expert Preparatory Group in 2017-18, and in Subsidiary Body 2 of this conference in 2018 and 2022. All those processes deepened the dialogue on an FMCT and identified the issues upon which future negotiators will need to focus. We stand ready to continue these discussions in a further subsidiary body of this conference this year, and in the context of the transparency and confidence-building measures envisaged in General Assembly Resolution 78/28 adopted last year. Frankly, however, it is difficult to see what more can be done short of actually launching negotiations. We therefore renew our call on this conference to do precisely that. I thank you.